and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q3 FY23 results. Today we have with us from the management, Group CEO, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, and Group CFO, Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with the statutory declaration, certain statements in the conference call may be forward-looking. These statements are based on management's current expectation and are subject to uncertainties and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we can open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj Ji.
Well, very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Neeraj Jain, Group CFO at Cosmo First, along with my colleague, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, Group CEO at Cosmo First. Our financial results for the December 22 quarter and investors presentations are available on the company's website. Well, we will start the call with a brief on the performance of the company, which may be followed by the questions. First, starting with the flexible packaging business. Well, from the optics, the quarter three numbers look lower for compared to the previous quarters. However, considering the industry scenario, I think Cosmo has done quite well in quarter three. The results could have been better, but of one-off items, the result got impacted by about 32 crores rupees. We are going to further discuss these items. The results also include operating losses of Bopet line, which got commissioned at the end of the September 22 quarter, as well as the operating losses of pet care division. From last a couple of quarters, the BOPP and BOPET industry faced excess supply caused due to bunching of few production lines, as well as the temporary demand disruption in the overseas market. The domestic demand continues to grow. The bunching of the supply basically caused the margin drop, which actually impacted everyone in the industry. Although the impact on Cosmo got mitigated, partially because of the presence in the specialty film segment. BOPP film margins have been running at close to 17 rupees per kg during December 22 quarter, as against 42 rupees per kg figure of December 2021 quarter and 20 rupee per kg during September 22 quarter. This is lower than average historical margins of which has been ranging in the about 25 rupee per kg. And this is in spite of the fact that some costs have gone up in last couple of years. It may please be noted that even in such a challenging market, the company's specialty margins remain intact in line with the last year, close to 70 rupee per kg. While commodity margin has come down broadly to one-third of last year margin, there is no impact on specialty margins. Semi-specialty margins have come down by about 30% compared to last year. The margins, further details are available in company's investors presentation. The BOPET line, which was commissioned towards the end of the last quarter, continued to focus on the perfecting recipes, processes, and quality parameters for various specialty and value-added films. This is very broadly in line with company's larger strategy to enter into specialty segment in polyester films. There was EBITDA loss of close to 4 crore rupee from the BOPET line during the quarter. The company is working on a couple of specialty products on the BOPET line, which are expected to deliver results from FY24. The margins were also under pressure in the overseas subsidiaries from last year, primarily for two reasons. One is reduced gap between the India raw material price index and US raw material price index. And second is weakening of foreign currencies against the US dollar, particularly in Japan and Korea. The margin pressure in the US is due to lower gap between the two price index, which we mentioned. This has already started easing out from the quarter four onwards. Now, despite all these challenges and abnormalities, the company could post close to 12% EBITDA, which is very clearly better than the industry for the December 22 quarter. And all of this is on the back of largely the specialty film portfolio. While the near-term outlook for both BOPP and BOPET film is expected to be challenging, however, as many production lines are not expected in FY24, there is a good possibility of upward margin correction in FY24. The downturn is temporary and is driven by supply side. The demand side continues to grow. The company is confident for its specialty film portfolio and shall continue to focus on the same. Now, coming to December 22 quarterly results, the consolidated sales for the quarter is 730 crore rupee, which is lower by 5% from December 21 quarter. This drop was primarily due to lower sales volume caused by plant maintenance shutdowns, besides some other impact due to sales mix change. The EBITDA for the quarter is 86 crore rupee compared to 124 crore rupee in September 22 quarter and 161 crore rupee in December 21 quarter. The lower EBITDA is primarily for three reasons. Number one, the one-off non-repetitive items of close to 32 crore rupees. This include one-time inventory loss on the raw material and finished goods, close to 14 crore rupees, scheduled maintenance of some of the production line, which caused close to 10% drop in BOPP volume. Generally, as a company, we prefer doing such maintenance activity during the low margin period. And of course, the lower specialty film sale, but mainly due to inventory correction in Europe and US. We feel it's fairly temporary and already see from the quarter four normalization has started to happen. Besides the one-off items, there are two more reasons for lower EBITDA. The BOPP film margin, which we mentioned, 17 rupee per kg compared to 20 rupee per kg of September 22 quarter and 42 rupee per kg of last year similar quarter, and lower margin in the overseas subsidiaries for the reasons we already discussed. Now, all of these, our financial remain fairly strong. The annualized ROSI of the company stands at 20% and return on equity close to 25%. These, in fact, are one of the best in the industry. Company's net debt stands at 355 crore rupees at December 22 end, which translates to 0.7 times of net debt to EBITDA and 0.3 times to net debt to equity. Moving to specialty films, the specialty film sales have grown year on year, if you look at from more than last 3 years, by about 19%. There is a temporary drop, as we discussed, in the specialty film sale. The specialty film for the December 22 quarter stands 57% of our volume, as against 64% in previous quarter. And as we mentioned, this is primarily due to inventory correction in Europe and US. We expect specialty growth to be broadly flat in FY23 and is looking for double-digit specialty growth in FY24. On BOPET line as well, the company is looking to kick off few specialty products from the quarter one of 24, which include window film, security film, PETG film, and many others. Moving to growth projects in flexible packaging, work on BOPP and CPP line is progressing in line with the plan. Both the lines will be world's largest production capacity lines and will increase company's production capacity by close to 50%. Of course, it will happen in a phased manner. The CPP and BOPP line will promote sustainability as it will offer mono-layered structure. The capacity additions, that is BOPET line, the specialized BOPET line which we did in September 22 and the proposed BOPP line and CPP line will allow company to further expand its specialty film portfolio. Moving to specialty chemicals, the company's subsidiary into specialty chemicals has posted 34 crore rupee of sales during December 22 quarter, which is close to 31% higher compared to December 21 quarter. We expect FY23 to close between 160 to 170 crore rupee of sales with positive EBITDA. Besides inventory loss in quarter three, specialty chemical subsidiary should post full year profit for the FY23. The company has reached close to 75% capacity utilization on master batch film line. And of course, the complementary adhesive business for the packaging segment is planned to be launched in quarter four of FY23. This, of course, is going to add to top line, bottom line from the next year. Moving to pet care division Ziggly, company's direct-to-consumer pet care vertical, which was launched in September 21, named Ziggly, is progressing as per the plan. The company has opened 11 experience centers at the end of the quarter three, besides sales through the online channels, online portal, as well as the online app. We have planned experience centers to increase to 15 numbers by the end of the March 23. Current monthly GMV run rate is 1.3 crore rupee, which is targeted for 10 times growth in next 2 to 2.5 years. Ziggly so far has served more than 10,000 customers, with almost one-third repeat customers. Ziggly is a valuation-driven business which should create value for shareholders in coming years. Currently, quarterly EBITDA loss for pet care division is about 4 crore rupee, that because largely because of the higher growth. The unit level positive EBITDA for Ziggly, the company is looking in next 2 to 2.5 years. Now moving to company's growth plan and net debt position. The company is looking for close to 500 to 550 crore rupees of capex by March 2025, mainly related to value-add capex on the BOPET line, CPP line, BOPP line, specialty chemicals, and some in Ziggly. The net debt stand at 355 crore rupees. We are expecting, without even considering any bottom line addition from the new capex, the net debt to EBITDA should remain between 1 to 2 times, even at the peak level of the debt because of these expansion. A quick update on the buyback. In December 2022, company announced buyback of its shares from all the shareholders via the tender route with a total outlay of close to 108 crore rupees. The offer ended on 9th of February 2023 and payment is scheduled by 20th of February 2023. I think with these updates, now we would like the call to open for questions, please.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anshul Mittal from Care Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. My first question is that can you please explain the rationale behind holding high inventory during this period? And also, has it been fully accounted in this quarter or will there be some more impact in following quarters?
Yeah, so during the last quarter, or let's say especially from January till July, everything was in shortage and the supply chains were taking much more time during the transit. So for all the imported items, you know, we had to keep higher inventory. And post-July, the supply chain started getting corrected and even the raw material prices started coming down. So we started correcting the inventory situation from September-October time frame. I would say 70-80% of the things have been cleared. Still 20-25%, 30% at best is still yet to get cleared, which should get cleared in the quarter four.
Okay. So going forward also, sir, will we be able, will be maintaining in high level of inventory or considering the easing supply chain, we are going to previous levels?
Now there is no need. And in fact, if you see the overall inventory, the inventory numbers have come down in this quarter versus the last.
Okay, understood. Sir, during your presentation, you mentioned that the decrease in spread was due to slowdown in export demand and also an increase in supply. So, sir, can you please elaborate on which of these factors had a greater impact? In our previous call also, sir, you mentioned that only 25% of new capacity will be added in next 3 years of time. So how are you witnessing such a bigger impact, sir, in such a near term?
There are two impacts. One is just the way we bought more material from January to July. Our export customers also did the same. And they started correcting their inventory again from September, October. And therefore, in the quarter three this year, they bought much less than what they were buying earlier in the normal, in the past. Your second question was largely that on the demand situation in India. The demand in India is quite strong, but there is bunching of capacities, especially in last 1 year, nine polyester lines have been added. And in last 1.5 years, around 4 BOPP lines have got added. Though the demand is quite strong, but there is bunching and therefore supply became more than the demand. In polyester now till 25, there are only 2 new lines expected to come and therefore the pressure will gradually get released from the polyester film business. As far as the BOPP is concerned, there are still some more lines to be added in next 2 years till 25. In the next financial year, there are only 2 lines, but after the next financial year, which is FY25, there are, I think, 5 or 6 lines, I don't remember the exact number, but there are more number of lines coming in FY25 in BOPP.
Okay, sir. So considering the spread, which has fallen to historically lower level, So do we see a bottom happening over here, or will it stay over here for some time, considering the increase in supply going forward?
I guess we can forecast that, but apparently polyester is suffering now for good five to six months. And BOPP also, the margins have come down. So it's a matter of time before some correction happens. The larger correction will obviously happen once the demand supply capacities get better. But in the short term, some improvement should certainly happen. Now, whether that happens in February or March or April is anybody's guess.
Okay, sir. So, sir, considering the current economic slowdown, as we discussed previously, that our target to achieve specialty mix to 80% was by FY24. So are we still on that target, or will it get delayed?
As of now, looks like that the run rate will reach to 80%. Obviously, we have got a jolt in this quarter. We certainly expect to achieve the run rate within next financial year. What we are targeting is that can we reach to 80% for the full year volumes, but run rate is certainly expected even with this last quarter impact that we had, because any which way this is a temporary impact and not a permanent impact.
Okay, sir. Understood. Sir, can you please share the figures of our volume growth in both the segments, specialty and commodity, for both sequential and annual periods?
Yeah, so we have already stated earlier that this year the specialty volume will remain flat, because what happened is last year we had substantial growth, and part of it was because people bought more during last financial year. So this year we are not expecting a growth in the specialty looking at the current scenario. It will be 2-3% plus minus. As far as the quarter-to-quarter comparison, we had a degrowth in the last quarter because of the inventory correction that customers did.
Okay, sir. How much degrowth would be then? Would that be?
Yeah, so a quarter before we were at 64-65%, while in the last quarter we are at 57%.
So that is volume terms, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And also in commodity segment, can you provide the same? For annually.
I mean, commodity, obviously, whatever balance is left is commodity, so it's a simple calculation.
And, okay, that is fine. Lastly, sir, on Jiggly front, given the economic slowdown, could you speak to whether we plan to continue with an aggressive approach in pet care business going forward as well? And as Sir Neeraj mentioned, that break-even will take another 2 years going forward. Am I correct on that?
We do not see any slowdown in Jiggly or even otherwise in India. In fact, the pet care business is going very strong, and we will continue to invest in this business. These kind of businesses do take 3 to 4 years before it turns into profitability. And that is the forecast, or not even the forecast, I would say that's how we feel today, that next 2-2.5 years, we should be able to start breaking even and then start making money.
Okay, sir. Understood. That's it for now. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Gupta from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, first question I would like to ask is, how have the commodity spreads moved in the months of January and February?
They are running at similar level to quarter three as of now. There is no improvement. But obviously, as I said earlier, that it's already been six, seven months since the time polyester is impacted, and one quarter for BOPP, 4-5 months actually for BOPP now. So we do hope some better sense will prevail sooner than later.
Okay, understood. One clarity I would like on the inventory side is, how much inventory of finished goods are we carrying as we exit Q3?
In terms of days, in India, we are roughly carrying, 15? Yeah, roughly 15 days of inventory.
16 days of inventory of finished goods.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Sir, you've mentioned that a lot of lines are going to be commissioned on the BOPP side and some lines are going to be commissioned on the BOPET side. So in your experience, when do you see the supply-demand balance to restore both for BOPP and BOPET?
See, obviously that depends on a lot of factors as such, so it's very difficult to predict properly. But we feel that polyester, given that only two lines will come up in next 3 years, so we feel polyester will largely get balanced in a year's time at best. BOPP next year, there'll be only two lines of BOPP. There'll not be so much extra capacity next year. But FY25, we do see some extra capacity happening there. Obviously, I do expect that the industry players will start exporting more because some players in the past have not exported as much as the way Cosmo does it. So we feel better sense will prevail and there'll be more exports and therefore there'll be faster rationalization of demand and supply. But polyester largely 1 year and BOPP next year should be largely balanced. A year thereafter, there'll be a little bit of extra supply. And FY26, BOPP will again be rationalized.
Okay. So what are the spreads that are running on the BOPET side that we experienced in Q3 and what are they now?
As I said, there are no changes. The spreads are, you know, fluctuating anywhere between 11 to 13, 14 rupees. And obviously, they are barely enough to even cover the variable cost as of today.
Okay, understood, sir. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Dantewadia from Dante Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers in a difficult environment. My question is referred to page number 14 of your investor presentation. Actually, you put specialty and semi-specialty volumes in one set, and you put commodity volume in another set. But the difference between your semi-specialty margins and your specialty margins is almost 40 and 80. So it's a lot of difference. So would you be able to separate specialty and semi-specialty volume and give that data?
I mean, already we have disclosed quite a bit of information in our investor presentation. Anything beyond at this stage looks difficult.
Okay, and you said, how are the export volumes looking as of now for this quarter? Are they picking up the Europe and US situation?
Yes, we did see an improvement from January. It has still not reached to the earlier levels. But definitely there's an improvement from January and February is even better.
And in films, what was your capacity utilization for this quarter?
Capacity utilization in the current quarter is running full.
It's running full. And the last quarter?
Yeah, I'm saying the current quarter means the last quarter only, which is quarter four.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Nahata, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. To start with, I would like to understand that generally we are by and large on the plans as we had envisaged for FY23. What kind of a rollout we are looking forward to in 24?
Yeah, so we will continue to scale up digital through opening more warehouses so that we can give faster delivery all over the country. Similarly, we'll also increase our retail presence. Right now, retail presence is only in Delhi NCR and Chandigarh. We will scale it up. Now we are in the process of scaling it up to Bangalore and after Bangalore to Hyderabad and Mumbai. So in both the areas, we'll continue to scale up to become a pan-India player.
In terms of slightly more quantification, would it be a fair assumption to make that by the end of FY24, the store count will be in the range of something around 45-50?
I don't think so that we will touch that number as of now. We are looking at an aggressive expansion, but not as much aggressive that you know, we end up doing a lot of mistakes. So, you know, I feel that this year we have opened around 15 stores, and next year we will look at opening anywhere like 20 to 25 stores and not beyond.
Okay, got that. And today, I would like to understand is that the ratio of sales between the stores and the online, is it something like 75-25% or it is slightly different from that?
It is 75-25. It was earlier lesser. Last two months, the digital started picking up in spite of the fact that we have opened more stores. So our digital strategy is now, you know, shaping up very well because the app has been launched. The website has a lot of improvements have happened in that. And it's an ongoing journey because website and app, we are the first company to have an app for pet care in India. And we continue to do a lot of improvements to make really a wow experience for our customers. So that's an ongoing process. But every month we are seeing digital is growing actually faster than retail in spite of the fact that retail also we are opening a lot of stores. So digital is going through a very, very good growth right now. And obviously the numbers are still small. So normally this, to that extent, the percentage growth is looking better.
Okay. And Pankaji, if you can basically have some data around, or rather expectation around, you think a store should break even?
Yeah, break even, we said that we at this stage, we expect 2-2.5 years.
I am asking at a store level. Typically, what is the kind of a time frame you would look for a typical store to break even?
Yeah. See, that purely depends on store to store. Some stores may become profitable in 1-1.5 years time, while some stores may even take 3 years, you know. So it is a lot dependent on that. And we are also right now experimenting with different size stores, with different services at different stores. So there's a lot of work going on in the background to understand the customer behavior in different parts of the geography. And so this is a learning curve for us. And I would say anywhere between 1-1.5 years to 3 years is what we feel that each store will start earning, getting profitable.
Okay. And previously, we have also spoken about some exclusive tie-ups with some brands and all that. Can you give some idea about that? How is it progressing?
Yes, so that's an ongoing journey. You know, we obviously, as we scale up, see, right now the challenge is that for many customers, many suppliers, especially outside India, or even within India, we cannot give them a full container load or a full truck load. So as we continue to scale up the business, we will keep adding many more partners. As of now, we've already added some partners who are exclusive to Ziggly. And as we, you know, as the brand becomes very, I mean, I can tell you the best thing is now suppliers from all over the world have started, you know, writing to Ziggly recently. A supplier from Japan wrote to us. So the noise is going everywhere, and I'm sure as we scale up and as we, you know, become capable enough on our own to buy container loads, many more suppliers around the world would like to tie up with us.
Fair enough. And we are looking forward to Ziggly coming into Mumbai also, where I stay. So moving on from Ziggly, sorry?
I'm saying you will hear news from us within the next few months.
Great. On the BOP, BOPET front, when we spoke that this line is primarily for specialty products, I think this financial year we are not going to see any specialty product. But from FY24, when we start looking at specialty products, I mean, how quick a ramp up of specialty can happen on an approximate basis?
See, we should expect that every year, anywhere between 10 to 15% volumes will get converted into specialty. And as each year passes, that run rate will get faster for next 3-4 years. So maybe first year we may have 10-15%, second year we may have 15-20%, third year we may have 20-25%, because as we gain customers' confidence, then we normally see that, you know, more customers gets added, you know. And the other beauty is that people know us in BOPP specialty, so for some customers, it should ideally be a faster switch. And I can tell you honestly that the film quality that Cosmo is giving is really, you know, one of the best in the country. Customers have really loved it. The first batch is going to any customer and they're absolutely liking the quality which Cosmo is giving. It is definitely different from what is available in the market today.
So you mean to say even at a commodity level, you should be able to demand a slight premium?
I feel so. Till now, we have not taken that premium. But personally, the way the quality is coming, even the large customers, the first order itself, they are gaining a lot of confidence and the next order is much bigger from them. It's very clear that, you know, they are liking our quality and at some point in time, we will be able to charge a premium. Right now, we have to make sure that you know, line is fully utilized even in a overcrowded market. And the best part is even in an overcrowded market, we were able to run the line at full, almost close to full capacity last month.
Great. As the specialty product, particularly the heat control films and all, will it be a B2B play or a B2C play?
In India, it will be a B2C play. Globally, it will be a B2B play.
So are we in the process of setting up the distributor network and there will be branding and everything associated with it?
It is a bit early right now because the product launch will happen in May as such. And it's a very, very technical product with a lot of different SKUs. So we will start this. We are in the process of hiring sales team right now. We've hired a couple of people. And, you know, first is a confidence building. And there also we feel that we'll be able to provide a very good product to the customers because all our assets right from day one have been planned to do this. We feel we'll be able to give an excellent quality, but it will take its own time. And we'll, you know, first we'd like to have few distributors, let them check the quality, give them their feedback. And based on the learnings, then we'll continue to scale up. So I feel that by March 24 only, we will have a reasonable number of distributors across the country.
March 24, correct, sorry, 1 year from now. And you are also going to export this, so it will be a B2B.
I would request you to kindly rejoin the queue, sir. There are many other participants waiting for you. Thank you, sir. We have the next question from the line of Nirav Savai from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just missed out on the new capacity in BOPP and BOPET, which is going to come in 24 and 25. Can you please repeat the same?
Yeah, till 25, BOPET, as of now, there are only two new lines to come up. In BOPP put together, I think there are 7 or 8 lines which have to come up in next until 25.
Okay, so you said about 24, you'll have two lines followed by some 5 lines in 25, right, for BOPP?
24, 2 lines until December 25, 5 lines.
Okay, and if we were to see in terms of a new capacity which is coming in from the existing capacity, how much would it translate into? Is 7 lines in BOPP? Compared to what the capacity currently is.
Some are smaller lines and some are larger lines. But put together, it should be close to, I would say, 250,000 to 300,000 tons.
About 250,000 to 300,000 tons. Okay, and what would be it for BOPET?
BOPET should not be much. It would be 50,000 to 60,000 tons.
Right. And as you said that, you know, this specialty film business, we would be largely be a B2C kind of a business. And this, I mean, in your internal assessment, how much time would it take to scale up? Because initially it would be pure commoditized. Would it take 2 to 3 years at least to reach a certain size and scale in this B2C kind of a business?
Yeah, these kind of security window film solutions does take time. It does not scale up overnight. You know, you have to market the product nicely. You need to have a strong customer base. And the other important thing is a lot of customers today do not have any knowledge about technicalities of window film. First is many customers do not know why they should have window film. And even if they know, they do not know why there are so many varieties in window film. So, you know, people tend to use whatever their applicator says, and I have personally seen many applicators also do not have enough knowledge to guide the customer properly. That is the thing that we want to really change in the country, where you know every applicator is educated enough so that they can guide the customers properly. You know, these films can make a lot of difference to the customers, but unfortunately, given the lack of knowledge, the market for this product is still not as big as the potential is. I feel that the total market is not even 5% of what it should be. So it will require many years of knowledge transfer to the customers, advertising it well, marketing it well, build new customers for the Indian market. So yeah, it will be a medium-term journey from that perspective.
And so initial growth on the specialty side in Bopet, would it be purely led from exports, or where we would be B2B, and would that turn out to be much faster compared to setting up the entire distribution network, brand, creating a market in India?
Yeah, so see, window film is one of the specialties we are talking about. Shrink label is again a very large segment for us, that itself will help scale up both in India and globally. And similarly, there are a lot of other things which are very parallel to our BOPP business, like thermal lamination films made out of polyester, label films made out of polyester. So there are industries where we already have a presence, and it is just that we have to enter with a Bopet film. So we'll be able to enter there, even synthetic paper for that matter. So there are certain clear voids where Cosmo can play a part.
Right, right. So this would be more or less continuing scaling up the existing products, but the newer products will take time to ramp up.
So then the other thing should still be scaling up faster. B2C obviously is a journey which every company takes, some years to achieve scale.
Right, right. Got it, sir. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. My question is on the mix of specialty versus commodities. Since last couple of quarters, the share of specialty and semi-specialty has come down from 69% to 57%. But our presentation still mentions or maintains that we are targeting 80% by 2024. So just wanted to know what are your thoughts on that. I mean, is that still achievable, or there will be some more time for that thing to happen?
See, obviously we are not changing that target for us internally. Obviously, this is a temporary blip which has come because of the inventory corrections which our customers have done. So we are definitely working towards achieving our targets. I had earlier said that from a run rate perspective, we do see we should be able to do it next year. But whether the full year average will be 80% at this stage, it is indeed a very challenging target. But the management team is working overnight to try and get this done.
Okay. And what about, industry-wide, capacity additions, which are scheduled for the next couple of years?
They've answered this before. You can see in the commentary later.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. That's all. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press *N1 on their touchtone phone. We have the next question from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What is the cumulative investment till date in the vertical, and have we appointed any CEO for that vertical, sir?
There is clearly a business head for this vertical who is managing it from day one, and he's a specialist in this category. As far as the investments are concerned, till now we have invested 50 crores, including investment in infrastructure and all the losses that we have incurred in this business.
So what will be the cumulative losses, sir?
Hello? It is anywhere between 30-35 crores.
30-35 crores. Okay, and can you share the investment which you plan to make for next financial year in this vertical?
Yes, so what we expect is over next 2 years, this 50 crores can, say, become roughly 150 CR, and then we are expecting that within next 2.5 years, business should start to break even.
And so lastly, you mentioned this contribution margin. So it is contribution margin means it's a gross margin only, right?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just as for the next financial year, are you able to give any outlook or guidance in terms of revenue and EBITDA margins for the business as a whole?
We normally do not believe in giving such guidances, but as I said earlier, that things have started to stabilize now when it comes to customer demand in overseas market. So at this stage, obviously there's a commodity content also where it is very difficult to give any forecast. But in general, we expect that next quarter should be somewhat better than the current quarter.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is regarding Bopet line. So sir, this is a new line. What is the monthly run rate we have achieved in the last 3 or 4 months? And sir, by listening to your conference, is it right to understand that Bopet margin right now, commodity business, is less than BOPP business, that is 13 rupees and versus 17 rupees? Am I right?
You are right that Bopet is lesser than BOPP right now. And as I said earlier, that last month we were almost able to run line close to 100%. So every month we are scaling up on this.
What is the turnover wise? Can you give the guidance for that monthly?
Yeah, the monthly turnover is close to 25 CR.
25 years. And another question is, since China has opened up after COVID, so does that help getting better rates for BOPP, BOPT? Or does
China,
it make no difference?
China does not impact our business.
China does not impact our business? Even in export market also?
Yeah, it does not impact. There are hardly one or two categories where there is a small impact. Otherwise, in general, China does not impact us.
And my last question is regarding, if I see your standalone results and consolidated results, so the difference between the turnover is 100 crore this quarter. Usually it used to be 50 crores every quarter between the consolidated results and turnover and standalone turnover. Could you explain that?
You see, it's a factor of two aspects. One is the how much sales the overseas subsidiaries are doing. And second is how much sales standalone India is doing overseas subsidiaries, because that needs to be eliminated. So whatever figure of difference you will see between consolidated sale and standalone sale will be net of these two items. So to answer your question, last quarter, the December 22 quarter, the sales from India operation to overseas operation was lower.
Okay. So is this one-off thing, or is this the usual trend going in future?
It's, of course, one-off because of the lower demand for which we discussed, for the U.S., which should get corrected from the quarter four.
And I think my previous question had asked about the investment made in pet care. Is it 50 crores or 15 crores till now in pet care vertical?
So Pankaj mentioned 50 crores investment so far, 50.
50. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nayan Gala from Itika Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah. So, sir, I have a couple of questions. One is in terms of the demand. So during the last couple of quarters, we have seen many global markets, showing less signs of demand. So are we seeing some stability over there in terms of, some revival in demand?
As I said earlier, demand is not impacted. It is just the inventory corrections. And to some extent, it has already happened in quarter three. There is some balance left, which should get over in quarter four.
Okay. And in terms of, you know, which geographical areas, you know, where we can expect to, you know, increase our revenues from?
US and Europe. Those are the two regions which are impacted.
Okay. And in terms of, sir, we are going to launch the heat control film. So by when can we expect that? And what will be the target or turnover that we expect from that particular product?
This will be done sometime in May 23 end. And, as you know, this is a product because it's a B2C product in the Indian market. You know, it will, first year, it will, you know, start to grow. So at this stage, it's difficult to give a forecast for this.
Okay. And in terms of margins, how are the margins for this particular product?
The margins also initially, I mean, this product has a very good margin. First of all, let me say that. But first year, you know, will be a year with a lot of trials, a lot of samplings. So first year, we may not have any excellent margin on this. But as we continue to build this business, this product will have one of the highest margins amongst all our product lines.
Okay. And any other player, you know, who would be manufacturing this in India?
Yeah, there is one player. Majority of the films is imported currently in India. There's already one player who manufactures it. But we feel that we will be very, very superior in terms of the overall quality.
Okay. And do we plan to, the plan is to replace the import with the domestic manufacturing?
The plan is much more. Today we feel that most of the Indian buildings does not have a heat control film. We feel there's a huge opportunity to educate the customers and build the market. So it is not just replacing imports, because most of the imports are happening for really low-quality films. The plan is to really increase the market base itself by many times.
Okay. All the best, sir. Thank you.
There is a follow-up question from the line of Anil Nahata, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So my last question on the BOPET was, we had announced a 30-31 crore capex for the specialty films on the electronics side. Is that a part of the overall BOPET plan or is it something different?
It is not with BOPET. This is something else.
Okay. So can you give some guidance around that, as when is that coming up and what kind of business we see in that?
We'll disclose this closer to the date. But this should be launched within quarter one of next financial year.
Okay, so it's basically 4-5 months away from now.
Yeah, 4-5 months away.
Okay, and the last question for me was that when we look at the specialty film ratio for in the BOPP, this quarter the turnover itself was lower and the ratio was lower still. I mean, as the volume ramps up again, I mean, there will be a far bigger bridge to cover in the next coming quarters. So already two people have asked about the aspect of about reaching 80% in the next 1 year. But my question is slightly different. When you look, we started reporting between specialty and semi-specialty. And probably in one of the interviews, you said that it is around 50-50. How do you see this ratio moving up going forward also?
Yeah, so see, obviously both these segments are equally important. Obviously, again, specialty makes more money, so every company would like to grow specialty more. But having said that, we would not like to leave the opportunity on the table even for the semi-specialty, because that film also makes more margin than commodity. So it's a very difficult thing. You know, we are working on both all the time.
Okay, that answers my question. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Well, to summarize, I think company's strong specialty film portfolio should deliver superior returns in coming quarters and years. Although there could be near-term outlook, BOPP and BOPET is expected to be challenging. We are working on several R&D projects in film business, which should continue to provide edge. Ziggly is rapidly becoming well-known among the pet parents, benefiting all pet lovers and company stakeholders. The specialty chemicals division should double its revenue from the last year while actively focusing on new product launches. At the end, statutory declaration, certain statements in this con call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of the future results. Thank you very much for joining. We really look forward. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.